Focus on your breath and see what you can do with the breath. If we don't pay attention to it, it just comes in and goes out at its own pace. And sometimes we squeeze it here, squeeze it there. And basically all it does is it keeps us alive. But if you pay full attention to it, you find that you can get more out of it. The body has lots of potentials like this. You can create a sense of well-being that spreads throughout the body. And you can settle into that sense of well-being, have a sense of really belonging right here. Because the body does have many potentials. We have that chant on the unattractiveness of the body. It's not to say that the body is a bad thing, simply to remind us that what's good about the body is not its appearance. What's good is the good we can do with it in terms of being generous, being virtuous, using it as an object of meditation. It's useful for these things. And so we should appreciate its true value by getting the most we can out of it. There was a woman one time who had cancer, and she decided the best way to prepare for her death would be to go and meditate. So she went to ask Ajahn Mahabua, who's one of the teachers of the forest tradition, if she could come and meditate at his monastery. He said he'd be happy to have her come, but he couldn't look after her physically. All he could do was look after her meditation. She'd have to bring a doctor along to look after her health, her physical health. And so she had a friend in her 80s, a retired doctor, who was willing to come along. And the two women went and stayed for 3 months. And every evening, almost every evening, Ajahn Mahabua gave them a Dharma talk. At the end of 3 months, they went back. And the woman with cancer continued to listen to the tapes of the Dharma talks until she died 6 months later. And then the friend, who was the doctor, discovered here they had almost 90 tapes of Dharma talks. They were all very good. And she had the desire to transcribe them so they could have them, make them available for a public at large. But she was in her 80s, her eyesight was failing, so she wasn't sure if she should attempt it. So she talked to Ajahn Mahabua about it, and he said, try to see how much goodness you can squeeze out of the body while you can. Someday you're going to have to throw it away. But before you throw it away, get some goodness out of it. It's like having a piece of fruit. Squeeze as much of the juice and the vitamins out of it as you can. And then what's left, you have less of a sense of regret when you throw it away, because you've gotten the goodness that you can out of it. So she did. She made arrangements so that she could transcribe all of the talks. Ended up with two huge volumes of Dharma talks. And that's an example of getting the most you can out of the body, because as we age, grow ill, and die, our powers leave us. Sometimes they leave us for a while, and then they come back, and then they leave us again. And sometimes they just leave us for good. But what powers you have remaining? You don't focus on the things that have left, you focus on what you've got. What's goodness you can still get out of what you've got. Because that opportunity is there. We have this human birth. It's a precious opportunity to practice the Dharma, to get our minds in good shape. So see what goodness you can squeeze out of your body in terms of being generous, virtuous, in terms of meditating. And that way, when the time comes to part, you can part without regret. Because you've all got all that goodness to take with you. Even as you leave goodness behind in the world. This is what's amazing about goodness. It's not like material things. If you try to hold on to material things, ultimately they get pulled away from you and you have nothing at all. But if you leave goodness in the world, you find that you can take that goodness with you at the same time. So do good for the world, do good for the mind. Get the most goodness out of this body that you can. And when the time comes to go, as I said, you can go without regret.